There you are. Wait, no, come here. Why do you avoid me? It's not fair. I was told when your uncle died that you had inherited me. I didn't know before that. Was it a surprise to you too? No? They said it would be a terrible privation to come here from the magnificence of your uncle's court. That you had no slaves or wives or concubines, just a few servants left over from your father's household. They told me you hate women and despise all luxury. But your lands and manor are not in ruins, and you don't live like a hermit at all. You have guests. Your food is as rich as your uncle's. Your hospitality is warm and generous. They take your thrift for poverty. I see that all respect and obey you. I see and am proud that I belong to a good and honorable household, if not as luxurious as your uncle's. My own quarters are far more lavish than I had at your uncle's, because I shared everything with his concubines and other slaves. But there's something else that I don't understand. You have me entertain you and your guests with song and harp and my psaltery. You have me to dine with you and your guests, which I never did at your uncle's house. You even introduced me by the titles I would have, had not your grandfather captured my mother in war. My quarters are those, they tell me, where your sister lived until she was wed. Me, a slave in your sister's rooms, in her very bed. You treat me with such kindness that I blush whenever I see you. But there's one entertainment you never call upon me for, one for which I was brought up at your uncle's court to perform, for titles or no, I am your slave. It is true, I've never had so young a master before, but that is what confuses me most. Am I not pleasing to you, master? Do I not warrant your taking me to your bed? Care was taken in training me in arts of pleasure and delight. Why will you not use me as I am intended? Is my station, a slave, too revolting for you? It is what I am for. You look at me, and then you look away. I am told I am pleasing in the eyes of men. Why do I not please you? I am on my knees before you, begging you to let me tend to your most intimate needs. Will you not, right here, release your member and let me minister to it, to you? But no, you lift me up once again, rejecting me. You send me to my room as a child. But here, master, you have not been in those rooms since I have arrived. And I suppose since your sister was wed. Come with me, master, to your sister's rooms. Come with me. Come with me and look at the luxury you have placed me in. See how they're lit and warm and welcoming. Come, sir, and sit on your sister's bed and see what life is here now for your pleasure. Master, a tear. You mourn her leaving more than your uncle's passing. My poor, unhappy master. You must have been extremely close to your sister. Yes? Did she love and cherish you as deeply as you have loved and cherished her? Of course, of course. I feel your heart beating. Let me soothe your pain, master. Your servants acted very strangely when I arrived and you had me installed in here. No, no, they were very gracious and welcoming, as I assume you commanded. But they were nervous around me and tongue-tied, and I assumed it was because you had never had slaves before. Or perhaps because they knew what kind of slave I am, and were shocked that you put me in your sister's old room. But one of them finally told me that I resemble your sister. They showed me her portrait. She is quite beautiful. They said you would likely never see her again now that she is married so far away. And now it must be that you reject me because I remind you of her. Master, I could change my appearance, cut my hair, dye it another color, anything to please my master. Lie in this bed now and let me minister to you, my poor master. You must have lain with her growing up. Lie with me as you did with her. Let me take your boots, unbutton your shirt, and loosen your belt. She delighted you right here. She loved you here, did she not? Please let me love you here too, master. Let me rekindle the love in your heart out of the grief that it has become. Allow me into your most intimate feelings. You loved her. She loved you. I see it now, master. You said you knew you would inherit me when your uncle died. How did you know, master? You asked him? You asked him for me? How did you even know me? You came to the jubilee of your grandfather. Yes, I performed in several of the celebrations, dancing and singing, and I had the lead in the fourth night drama. And you saw me. Was it my singing? My dancing that drew your gaze? It was everything. My smile? My smile drew your interest? And I remind you of her, of she who loved you too, master. Is it not so? Oh, my poor master. You've chosen the very person who reminds you most of your broken heart. But let me teach you that I am not her, so that you can find pleasure again, master. Or, if you wish, see in me traces of the sister you love. Let me awaken that organ of love so long neglected since she left. Let me love you with my mouth. Goodness. Your passions are becoming aroused. So hard. And your heart is beating so rapidly. Oh, this is a cock that is worth worshipping. This cock owns your humble slave. Oh, this cock is beautiful and perfect. And powerful. Oh, master. Master, did she gag on your cock as I do? Do I look like her? Did she wear her hair loose for you? Do you want to call me by her name? She must have been beautiful and caring to inspire such deep love. Did she ride you? Master, I am going to ride you as she did. Oh, feel my hair, feel my hair. Feel my breasts, my nipples. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that smile, master. Oh, that smile makes me blush even as I pounce on you, master. Oh, master, do I ride you like she did? Oh, feel me, master. Feel me take you inside me and love you. Oh, do you want to pound your cock into your slave girl? Your sister? Your sex slave? Your sister? Your sex slave? Do you want to pound it into me? Oh, let me crawl to my hands and knees. Pound it into your sister for leaving you. Pound it into me for loving you. Pound it into your sex slave. Your sister. Your sex slave. Your sister. Your sex slave. Pound it. Release it all into me, master. Yes. Yes. Oh, master. Oh, please. Oh, my master. My sweet master. Give me all your love. Give me your love and your grief and your anger and come into me. Come into me, master. Your sister. Your slave. Please. Please, master, come into me. Oh, yes, master. Yes, master. Now, let me clean you like a good slave. Thank you. Thank you for letting me pleasure you, master. She is gone, but I am here, master. And I think you'll find I can be as passionate and caring, and I'll never leave you, master. I'll take care of your cock and your broken heart, master. I'll take care of my master. Yes. Oh, I think you're coming back to life again.